This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Although Amy Coney Barrett is the president's choice to replace the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's more aptly described as heir to another departed Supreme Court justice, conservative hero Antonin Scalia. Like Scalia, for whom she once clerked, she is a committed Roman Catholic and a devotee of his favored interpretation of the Constitution known as originalism. Those qualifications delight many on the right, but dismay some liberals who fear her votes could result in a chipping away of some laws, especially Roe versus Wade. President Trump nominated the 48-year-old federal court appellate judge from South Bend, Indiana, at a Rose Garden press conference Saturday. In remarks moment after Mr. Trump named her, with her husband and their seven children looking on, and she paid homage to Ginsburg. A diverse group of hundreds marched through the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, chanting Black Lives Matter. The march on Saturday night marked the fourth night of protest after a grand jury declined to charge any officers for the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old black woman. Louisville has seen more than 120 days of demonstrations over Taylor's death and a police raid gone wrong that was carried out by white officers. Some protesters remained downtown after a 9 p.m. curfew. Police say multiple fires were set and arrests were made. In a year of cataclysm, some world leaders at this week's annual United Nations meeting are taking the long view. They're warning that if COVID-19 doesn't kill us, climate change will. With Siberia seeing its warmest temperatures on record this year and enormous chunks of ice caps in Greenland and Canada slipping into the sea, countries are actually aware there's no vaccine for global warming. This is VOA News. In a speech to the UN General Assembly, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that the coronavirus pandemic has created divisions between nations. Johnson's pre-recorded speech highlighted how nations had lost sight of the fact that they were all fighting the same battles. Johnson, who contracted COVID-19 in the spring and spent 3 nights in intensive care, also called for countries to share data to create a global early warning system for disease outbreaks. On the same day that Johnson's speech was paid out at the UN, protesters clashed with police during a rally in London's Trafalgar Square amid rising tensions becoming everyday life as the government tries to stem a sharp rise in infections. With air and sea borders closed for months and 8 cities barring people from entering or leaving, Morocco has been pulling out the stops to stop out the spread of the coronavirus. Still, the kingdom on the Atlantic coast, a magnet for tourists in better times, has registered more than 110,000 positive cases since March and has seen more than 2,000 virus-related deaths, the highest among its North African neighbors. Police checks are a part of the scenery in hard-hit Casablanca and the country's economic powerhouse. Another major tourist destination is at a standstill. Police checks in Casablanca markets and closed-off beaches are a signal for citizens to respect the country's strict antivirus orders. Ahead of the first debate stage matchup between U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden, each campaign is promising a stark contrast in policy, personality, and preparation. Mr. Trump has decided to skip any formal preparation, and while Biden's team believes the significance of Tuesday's primetime affair may be exaggerated, the former vice president has been aggressively preparing to take on the Republican president. Biden's campaign has been holding mock debate sessions featuring Bob Bauer, a senior Biden advisor and former White House general counsel, playing the role of Mr. Trump. North Korea accused South Korea of sending ships across the disputed sea boundary to find the body of a man recently killed by North Korean troops, warning Sunday the alleged intrusion could escalate tensions. South Korea said earlier that North Korea sent a message, including a rare apology by leader Kim Jong-un, and over the shooting death last week of the South Korean government official found in a floating object in North Korean waters. Officials in Seoul say the 47-year-old was likely attempting to defect to North Korea, but little else is known about his motives. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.